News release. Timmins Police Service. The Timmins Police Service has charged two local persons with break and enter related offenses stemming from incidents that occurred during the early morning hours of Monday, November 21 and again on Tuesday, November 22 at a Highway 101 West Industrial Fabrication Company's worksite in Timmins. The Timmins Police Service responded to a call for service where suspects had gained entry to the business by force and made off with over $30,000 in computers, industrial supplies, and tools along with a company vehicle valued at $30,000. Investigation revealed that the suspects had attended the same location the morning on Monday, November 21 and failed in their attempt to gain entry and fled after causing damage to the company's door. The suspects returned the following morning and made good on their attempt to gain entry by force and made off with a significant amount of stolen property and a company vehicle. The suspects were located and arrested by officers with the Superior East OPP Detachment acting on information circulated by the Timmins Police. As a result of the incident, Jesse Frank Hoakima, 44, of no fixed address and Samantha McQuatch, 32, of Chaplot, have been charged with break and enter with intent contrary to the Criminal Code of Canada, theft over $5,000 contrary to the Criminal Code of Canada. Hoakima stands charged with an additional count of mischief contrary to the Criminal Code of Canada, while McQuatch stands charged with an additional count of fail to comply with release order contrary to the Criminal Code of Canada. Both parties remain in police custody awaiting a court date at the Ontario Court of Justice in Timmins to answer to the charges laid against them. In keeping with the investigation, Rachel Paul Martin, 35, and Vincent Belair, 36, both of no fixed address, have been charged with break and enter with intent contrary to the Criminal Code of Canada, possession of property obtained by crime contrary to the Criminal Code of Canada. Paul Martin has been released from police custody at a bail hearing held yesterday. She is released on the strength of a criminal code undertaking compelling her appearance on December 13 at the Ontario Court of Justice in Timmins to answer to the charges laid against her. Belair remains in custody as he was apprehended by an external police agency for offences committed in another jurisdiction. Arrangements are underway to have Belair served with a criminal code summons compelling his appearance in court to address the charges laid against him by the Timmins Police Service. The stolen vehicle and some of the stolen property has been recovered by the Timmins Police Service.